You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Stugatz, we feel old around here all the time, but we ended a segment talking about Spuds McKenzie, and I was of the knowledge, actually, that Spuds McKenzie had died, but I assumed that you could replace a Spuds McKenzie with another Spuds McKenzie, because there were a lot of Spuds McKenzies, as I recall. It wasn't just one Spuds McKenzie, but Billy and Chris had no idea what it is that I was talking about, and therefore, because they had no idea what I was talking about, they were fascinated with the discovery that this marketing creature existed. So we will get to them in a second so that you can enjoy their process of discovery the way that we did. But before we do that, I just have one more follow-up question for Billy on how it came to be that he got 1 of 5 stitches with an electric pink pole vault at the age when he was, how old were you? Ninth grade, you said?
Yeah, so like 15-ish.
How did you cut yourself? How did you cut your meat?
I went up to jump to try to get over the crossbar, and I landed on my spike. So I stabbed myself in the leg with my own shoe, and I cut my leg open.
And so how did you land, though? I don't understand. Is it you're slicing yourself in the sort of wiggling up there over the bar, or where are you slicing yourself? Like, how do you land on your cleat?
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't obviously coordinated enough. I should have been wearing spikes. I went up in the air. I landed one leg, my left leg, we'll say, maybe did like a figure four type move and stabbed my right leg. I don't know exactly how it. I mean, Dan, it's really, I mean, you're putting me back in this place that I don't want to be in, this traumatic
terrible
experience.
Terrible place. I agree. I mean, leave the poor kid alone. I mean,
past this.
Okay. Exactly. I'm sorry I did that to you. Let's move back then into what it is you were saying about Spuds McKenzie. Who wants to start there? Chris, you were both fascinated by the idea that there was a dog doing beer commercials.
I mean, it was one of those things that I Googled it because I heard you guys talking about it. I had no clue about it, obviously. And it's the dog from Next Friday, Chico.
I did some research on Spuds McKenzie, by the way. You were asking why it is that he didn't appear in the Super Bowl commercial. They brought back old Spuds McKenzie in 2017 as a ghost. So he did, in fact, die. Wow. And he was almost like the ghost of Christmas past. And he was showing whoever the character was what would happen because he was not going out to the party. So he was showing him all the friends, all the things the friends were doing and all the inside jokes as a ghost. And it was voiced by Carl Weathers.
That's the voice of course. Apollo.
Well, what else did you find, Billy? Because you were delighted. You kept going down the rabbit hole.
I mean, he was a dog that could apparently do it all. He could play drums. He drank beer. I don't know that you're supposed to do that. He was in a frat. He dressed like Elvis. He could drive. He could do anything, this Spuds McKenzie, except apparently live past 2017, because again, he was dead then.
Did you know there was controversy around Spuds back in the day? You did not know that?
Because he was a beer-drinking dog and it was too partying for the times?
No, because Spud was a female bull terrier and portrayed as a male in the commercials, and women were very upset by this. So there was a big controversy around old
even
Spuds.
Back then, we had an equality issue where the female parts couldn't even go to the females. They were going to the males, even in the dog portion of Hollywood where you get your SAG card. I have got to get at some point here. I have to get to how Donald Trump broke up with SAG. I will get to that in a moment. I don't know if you guys saw this, but I can't believe how much Trump sounds like Stugatz. You can hear almost everything that Trump said, the cadence, all of it. You must have been fascinated over 4 years, hearing how he can hit the notes that Stugatz, that you can imagine Stugatz saying all, not all of the things, but many of the things in terms of cadence and tone.
How about none of the things?
You understand what I'm saying, though.
Yes, I
know you don't like the affiliation, but the way that Donald Trump broke up with the Screen Actors Guild is, it's just like, because he's had his tongue cut out, right? He's not, because of the social media, he is sort of vanished. Are certainly vanished. There's sort of blessed relief in government now being boring and not something that you particularly want to talk about anymore. There's blessed relief for us. I do wonder what's going to happen to late night comedy without this. I wonder what's going to happen to the John Oliver show without this fountain of comedic content being out there over the last 4 years and government going back to being something that's boring.
Oh, man, I'm so happy Trump is gone specifically for Last Week Tonight because they are so much better than a one-trick pony, and they tried their damnedest to diversify the information they would throw at you. It has been, as you said, sweet relief. Everything that I was hoping to escape immediately stopped as soon as Joe Biden was sworn in as president. I don't have to wake up and feel anxiety over some crazy-ass tweet that I find embarrassing. Oh, it has been incredible.
Trump was a SAG member?
Well, here is the quote. Are you ready? Because it's magnificent. It really is. And it is just in the Stugatz wheelhouse. He wrote a resignation letter to the Screen Actors Guild. I write to you today regarding the so-called disciplinary committee hearing aimed at revoking my union membership. Who cares? With an exclamation point, not a question mark. While I'm not familiar with your work, I'm very proud of my work on movies such as Home Alone 2, Zoolander, and Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps, and television shows including The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Saturday Night Live, and of course, one of the most successful shows in television history, The Apprentice.
He loves doing that.
To name just a few exclamation points. I've also greatly helped the cable news television business, said to be a dying platform with not much time left until I got involved in politics.
I love that.
And created thousands of jobs at networks such as MSDNC and fake news CNN, among many others.
I thought this was a parody.
Which brings me to your blatant attempt at free media attention to distract from your dismal record as a union.
He gave them the attention.
Your organization has done little for its members and nothing for me besides collecting dues and promoting dangerous un-American policies and ideas, as evident by your massive unemployment rates and lawsuits from celebrated actors who even recorded a video asking, why isn't the union fighting for me? These, however, are policy failures. Your disciplinary failures are even more egregious. I no longer wish to be associated with your union. As such, this letter is to inform you that my immediate resignation from SAG-AFTRA, you have done nothing for me.
I hate to say it, but that's the way you do it.
It's the best thing he's done as president or former president. A man who can't make a commitment to anything that matters, a contract, a marriage, anything, just can't, is fundamentally incapable of commitment of any kind. Everything he touches turns to dead. Of course, that's how he breaks up. And of course, he cares enough to have a letter written about such a stupid thing.
I was going
to
say the I don't care, take it from a pro, means that he cares deeply.
Just, let's do funniest thing from the sports weekend here, Mike, to close out the show.
Hey, people, tell us what in the sport made you laugh hard this weekend. It is a segment we call What Made You Laugh This Weekend. Ha, ha, ha.
Mike Ryan, what do you believe was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Come back to me.
Billy, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
The streaker. I think it was the streaker. The streaker, the Super Bowl. You guys see the Super Bowl streaker?
Yeah.
The person streaked in the Super Bowl.
Streaker.
Yeah.
What?
Was
the
that
Super Bowl streaker?
Was that a first responder? Was that a firefighter who got drunk? I thought there were only people in the stadium. Am I wrong about this?
It was Gronk.
I was surprised that anybody was able to run. I would think that security would be pretty tight for all of that. I don't have any information. I just have follow-up questions. I immediately thought, is that one of the first responders? Like some nurse drank too much and just ran on the field? Because I thought.
Well, considering the underwear, this seemed to be a coordinated effort. I don't think it was an impulse decision. It might have been, but the hot pink bikini that the streaker revealed, at least to me, gave off the impression that there was some amount of thought put into it.
Are you ready now to give us your funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Yeah, I'm ready. Over the weekend, Daryl Morey tweeted out a photo from Four Seasons Total Landscaping. We won this game at Trailblazers by a lot.
Comma, by a lot. And the photograph is of him by a lot. It is a funny visual joke. It doesn't really work the way Mike told it if you don't have the information.
Well, if you don't know what Four Seasons Total Landscaping is, which is obviously where Rudy Giuliani had that very confusing press conference in which it was first announced via tweet by Donald Trump that there was a press conference at the Four Seasons, but instead it was in reality the Four Seasons Total Landscaping.
Next to a dildo shop, right?
Yeah, that's also a detail.
Roy, what was the funniest thing from
Dildo tail.
Antoine what? Winfield. There you go. Antoine Winfield Jr. throwing out the deuces sign at Tyreek Hill.
Yes,
that was really good.
Very disrespectful and also funny, right in his face, got a penalty. Chiefs did a lot of dumb things in the first half. Even the dumb things Tampa did were funny or good because that didn't cost them in any way.
Everybody feels old when they see an Antoine Winfield Jr. out there, right?
Oh, of course.
Yes. Yes.
I actually said that to myself last night. There's a junior already?
Guillermo, put it on the poll. Did everyone feel old when they realized there was an Antoine Winfield Jr. out there? Chris, what do you have for funniest thing from the sports weekend?
CBS cutting away from Bruce Arians, the Gatorade bath, and then the internet freaking out because they need to know what color it was because of all the prop bets on it.
I still don't know. What color was it?
It was blue.
Oh.
It was one of the underdogs, I think 8-1.
I had red.
Stugatz, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend? You're pathetic.
I mean, I thought the Chiefs were going to win. Red Gatorade. That was my thing. The guy who bottled up Patrick Mahomes in that offense in a way that we've never seen before. He was fired by the Jets for Adam Gase. I hate them, man. Todd Bowles.
The funniest thing from the sports weekend has to be Canseco. Does it not? It has to be.
I love my shoulders. Wait,
he got in there.
He apologized. Yeah, hold on. I have it on Twitter.
He's publicly apologized. He's not giving the money back, is he?
He said, thank you to everyone who supported me and sent me kind messages. I'm sorry I wasn't able to put on the show all of you were expecting. I'll be back stronger than ever. I didn't know you won't.
I mean, should we be laughing at an injury? Poor guy. I mean, you could see he wanted to be there, but he just, his body gave out.
It was his right shoulder. Like, when did that decision get made? That decision got made before he walked in, right? He's like, this is what I'm going to do with the last shreds of my dignity here. I'm just going to take a knee 5 seconds into a match and have it be so that everyone who is watching this is insane with anger at me because I have shown nothing in the way of fight and they have paid $20 to see a fight.
Second most concerned I was over someone's health watching that pay-per-view card. There was a dude boxing in jeans that was pretty close to having a heart attack.